today we're going to talk on friendship. Friendship is a word that often gets confused with the word acquaintance. Acquaintance is someone you have a formal relationship with. You're on your side of the table, and they're on their side of the table. You're on, observe certain formalities. Acquaintances are business associates. Acquaintances are your next door neighbor. You don't want to get too close to your acquaintances because you might be crossing a line and then regret that line that you crossed, excite them, anger them, misunderstandings come up. So the formality is always there. A happy card on a holiday, remembering a birthday, gifts not too large and not too small, appropriately given. If they give you something, you give it something back within a reasonable amount of time. And you keep the acquaintanceship going over the years. These kinds of acquaintances people often call friends. In Weaver's Wisdom, the verses of the Holy Tirukkural explain what friendship is. They explain how to evaluate a friend. They explain that a friend can insult you and you don't get insulted because it's playful, it's a game, because you're close. But what is closeness to another human being? We have relationships spiritually. We have relationships socially. We have relationships culturally. We have relationships economically. We have relationships physically, in the physical presence of a person, sitting, talking, sharing, economic concerns, cultural concerns, social concerns, and most importantly, spiritual and religious concerns. And unless all of those are present, spiritual, social, cultural, economic, and physical, exchanging energies. That doesn't mean sexual necessarily. Unless all those components are there, you do not have a friend. You just have an acquaintance, a casual acquaintance, that if they run off, if they leave you, if misunderstandings come up, they won't talk to you anymore, or you won't talk with them. It's what happens with acquaintances, but not with friends, because friends are loyal. Why? You have a spiritual bond, a religious bond. You enjoy the same restaurant. You enjoy the same company. You enjoy your acquaintances, social bonds. You enjoy listening to the same music, watching the same TV. Music, art, drama, and dance, cultural bonds. Spiritual bonds, you enjoy the same worship. You enjoy the same philosophy. Spiritual bonds. Physical bonds, you enjoy being in one another's presence and talking and sharing. Economic bonds, you enjoy buying things together, or saying what you bought, and sharing problems at work, and looking for that next advancement, and helping one another economically come up the ladder just a little bit. Unless all those components are there, you do not have a friend, you just have acquaintance. And sadly, many people marry their acquaintance, thinking that they're married a friend. That's the difference of buying a new car or a used car on a used car lot. Marrying an acquaintance, because you don't know what's going to happen, how many repairs are going to be needed, and how soon. And you can repair a used car time and time and time again, and it never turns into a new car. You've had that experience, I know. We've had that experience too. Now we buy new cars. A used car has the vibration of the previous owner, permeating every bit of that car. The prana of the previous owner is in that car, and the experiential patterns that created that karma and the karmas of the future are in that car. Of course, this goes into heart transplants and liver transplants and kidney transplants too. They're permanent. Blood transfusions, of course, wash out of the body in time.